Alrighty folks, welcome back here with another weekly video with Back to Divinity. So today's focus is going to be on the pink moon. So we have this full moon in Libra happening this weekend. I am super excited to talk about what this means for us, right? So as we all know, full moons can be very potent energy. It can feel very heavy and oftentimes is very connected to emotional release. The moon is connected to Pisces, right? That being said, Pisces energy is also activated. Venus is about to go direct into Pisces, and Venus is Libra's ruler. So very much intertwined at this very moment. Libra and Pisces do carry this same energy around romance, right? And so partnership is going to be highlighted. Relationships are going to be the center focus within this time period. So how you are showing up in your relationships are going to be called to your attention. Are you sacrificing yourself too much? Are you not giving enough to maintain your relationships? Things of that sort are going to be all up for review. Mercury also went direct in Pisces on April 7th. So that being said, we have Mercury in Pisces, we have Venus in Pisces, we have this full moon happening in the sign of Libra, we're still in Aries season, and all this Libra, Pisces, Aries energy is all coming together and helping us really release and let go, but also make space for how we are going to authentically show up in these connections. Moving past illusions at this time, especially as everything that was retrograde is about to be or in the process of going direct. And that being said, you know, the rose-colored glasses are sort of being called to be removed at this time so that you're making sure that you're making those decisions and aligning forward in life with the relationships around you that are best cultivating that lifestyle you're trying to call in rather than holding it back. So reflection period is heavy at this time. Cycle closure is heavy at this time. Emotional depth and release is heavy at this time. There's also this longing energy, right? Pisces can have us really reflecting on some of the things from the past that are really connected to us on a deep level. And Libra is highlighting our relationships and justice and harmony and things of that sort. So we might be closing out cycles and just now starting to receive justice on things that happened a while ago, right? And that's important at this time, right? To really think about, you know, what is my karmic path, especially in regards to relationships? What have my relationships been like? What are the following patterns that just keep popping up between each dynamic, right? What is the common factor or the common thread? And how is it that I can really work on that, right? Something is being called to my attention for a reason. And that's the sort of energy you want to be in at this time with this Libra, Pisces, Aries, right? Because the Aries is sort of helping us really move forward and bring things to light, right? It's very careful that you're not impulsive and careful that, you know, you're being kind with your words. But for the most part, right? You know, we are being pushed at this time and being given, you know, finally that step to be like, you know what? I might actually have anger buildup at this point to really walk away from something that maybe was hard to walk away from originally, right? And so those are the types of things that are sort of happening at this time. So relationships, right? With Libra and Aries, let's talk about it. So full moon energy, again, is asking us to close things out, but it's also asking us to reflect on that area. Libra being the opposite of Aries, there goes a lot of self versus the other. Aries is the first house, is how we arrive in places and what people are seeing, how we are expressing ourselves, our identity, right? But then Libra is our seventh house, and this is our relationship with the other, right? So that being said, there's a very big theme around self versus the other at this time, calling to your attention the ways in which maybe you need to change certain dynamics in your life or change how you are showing up in those dynamics. So all in all, very pivotal moment at this time with this full moon in Libra. The pink moon is definitely calling for you to, you know, spend a little bit more time thinking about the other, you know, and how you are catering or not catering to the other in a way that requires balance, right? So balance is super important. There's a reason why there's a circle and there's a wheel. Everything is on an axis, and as it's moving through, has its opposing energy. And it's super important that you are allowing that balance to sort of be highlighted at this time. So how can I balance self with the other? It's super in focus. And so, you know, take whatever time you need, set whatever boundaries you need, right? No matter how hard, right, definitely push yourself at this time to really think about prioritizing those relationships that are for you at this time and walking away from those that are just not serving you anymore. You all can totally, totally do it. One more thing. This is a 6-month completion. The new moon solar eclipse in Libra happened on October 2nd, 2024. So whatever seeds you were planting around October 2024, you can start to see some of those results at this time period, or just start to see that closing out, right, to start commencing something anew. So reflect back to what was happening around October time, especially in the beginning of October, and think about how that might be related to now and how what's coming up now, you know, is all happening for a reason, right? Try and think about the why at this time. You all can totally do it. I'm very excited to see, you know, how the collective starts to shift in terms of the ways in which we are approaching our relationships and showing up in our relationships, of course, with as much balance as possible. Good luck, folks. Enjoy this pink moon, this full moon in Libra. I will be here next week. Also, surprise podcast being released. This is a collaboration, and I'm very much excited to share with you all a little bit more on the topic of the lunar nodes. Alrighty, folks. Have a good one.